Oh, we didn't get them. We got them when we built this house in 93, then we got those curtains that rolled up and down. We didn't have any in the old side house.
And when you built your new house after the side house, what did you have for your clothes?
Closets.
Did you have any of those movable things that you could hang clothes in?
Not then, no. Since we have had.
Oh.
My wife has bought, I guess some that you maybe move around a little, I don't remember. We might have some here now.
Were they common in the early days? In the big houses?
Not for us, they weren't.
Do you have any trouble with those insects that when you hang your clothes in the closet, leave them there all winter, go get them in
moths?
The...
Yeah. Yeah. They still have trouble with them yet.
Oh,
if we don't
too.
Have, don't take them out and... We have, we can moth-proof them now, clothes, we generally do, always do, but in those days, why, the moths would get them sometimes.
In your big house, did you have an empty space upstairs?
Up in the attic? There is in this one, yes.
How do you get up to that?
Oh, we have stairs.
Let's see, then, in the side house, did your mother cook inside?
Oh, yeah.
And then when you got the big house, did she have a special room for that?
The kitchen? Yeah.
That was right in the house?
Yes.
Now, some of the more southerly dwellings had that separate.
So yeah, well, it's...
Wouldn't get the heat?
It wasn't in this big house, but we... This room right here, as we built the big house, the room just directly north here was a kitchen and dining room. And then later, my father, after my mother passed away, in about eight, 10 years, my father remarried, and then she had built a kitchen onto the this one up here, which we still use for a kitchen.
And did she have a special little room off the kitchen for keeping things?
Pantry? Well, we had one we had called kind of a milk house there. At that time, where we had the windmill pump the water in, and kept it cool, put the milk in there, the milk house, that's about all. I don't know whether they might have had a pantry there and there, I don't remember.
And what do you call old worthless things that just seem to collect?
Yeah, I guess you call it rubbish or something.
Is there any special room that this accumulates in or to?
Generally accumulates in the attic or closets. Sometimes we had a cellar under the house, sometimes in there.
In the morning, when your mother would get up and cook breakfast, and then after that, she would perhaps wash the dishes and sweep the floor and make the beds.
Yeah.
Do you have any special term for that?
Well, eat breakfast and clean up the dishes.
Well, would you say she cleans up the house, tidies up the house, does the housework? Or?
Wash the dishes and sweep the floor, I would say. And
that's a hard job, too.
Yeah, maybe.
What'd she use to sweep the floor?
Broom.
And she have any special chores on Monday?
Well, I think maybe they washed on Monday, generally. I don't know. Of course, that's a long time ago.
She have anything special to carry the clothes in after she washed them?
I imagine just a dishpan or something like that.
Did she use a basket for anything?
She might have had a basket. I don't
can't
remember.
Probably for eggs, I guess.
Yeah. Imagine you get the eggs in a bucket probably in those days. I don't